This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I had a coach at one point tell me that hope is a strategy. And, so I'm gonna stick to that. And I think we don't, there's no hope. I think for us, it's understanding what helps you win.
Spicy words from Jason Zucker.
Yes. Couldn't have said it better myself. At this point, 14 years.
Hang on. We have to say it better.
We do have to. That's why I'm not going to say it myself, because I don't think I could have said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but we can use a certain word to replace it, but you know what? I do like hearing it from Zucker there. He had some really interesting things to say yesterday, too.
All of the players actually had relatively interesting things to say. Dahlin and Tage in particular. We'll hear from Tage Thompson later on today in the extended sports talk Saturday, but you hear him say, yeah, Dahlin and I give it to each other. We let each other know when things aren't right. Like, that locker room seems to be really in the right spot right now.
It sounds healthier.
Yes, as opposed to the beginning of the season.
Not even the beginning of the season, as opposed to years past.
Yeah, good point.
It does sound healthier.
Yeah.
And that is a big deal.
It's huge.
Matter of fact, I will go ahead and say it for everyone just as a programming note. Mm-hmm. We will play back Tage Thompson probably before the 2 o'clock hour, because there are plenty of people speaking today.
Yes.
So might as well play yesterday's before we get to the extended version.
Don't want to do them out of order. Yeah,
yeah, we don't want to go out of order necessarily.
It's in case you missed it, you'll hear Tage Thompson.
We will play Tage Thompson because we know that didn't get through yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
on this now rainy Saturday.
Happily do so as well. So
the pot's starting to boil
a little bit, guys. The pot is starting to boil.
And it was kind of I'm just getting out of the shower this morning, drying my hair off, and then all of a sudden, Zachary Jones slides into the inbox.
Hang on, let me get everything up.
We have some interesting news.
Let me get everything up. Let's make sure Evan's got it as well.
Mm-hmm.
From Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman. Regarding the Buffalo Sabres on the 32 Thoughts podcast.
Yes, 32 Thoughts.
And now this day got even more interesting. Why? Well, I think we can let Elliot take it away here a step at a time.
It looks to me like Terry Pegula really believes in Lindy Ruff, and he seems secure. Kevin Adams, I think there's going to be changes in the front office of the Sabres. I'm curious to see how it's all going to work with Adams, but I do think he's going to, at the very least, some of the staff around him will be out. And he will change it. Does that mean Adams changes his title at all? I don't know. We'll hear from him on Saturday. But like I said, I believe there's going to be changes around Adams. That front office will have some kind of a new look next year.
And that's interesting. We do, as Friedman says, it sounds less reporty, more speculative.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I didn't put anything in an update.
It's still, though, something we really haven't heard. I mean, you and I are under the assumption he's been managing this team like he has a job next year as the general manager.
He's been speaking like he has a job as well.
Exactly. So it would be like, yes, speculative, but this is the first time we're really hearing something like this about Kevin
Adams. And
there
could be an air of a,
oh, this could
happen. I don't want to call it a firing by promotion, but a job change.
Yes.
And title change. Could Adams end up being the president of hockey operations and a new general manager comes in, for example.
Which is what people honestly...
That's kind of what Friedman's hinting at with his speculation here.
Yes. And a lot of fans have actually wanted that for a few years now, I would say. That's where a lot of calls have been.
The one thing I don't hear, and I know there's another piece regarding regarding a certain player on the Sabres that I was really fascinated to hear about in the crease.
There are teams who believe that Lukanen could be available, that maybe the Sabres are, I don't know if down is the right word, but feel that he could have given them more this year. And I don't even know, I don't know if it's fair. I mean, every Sabres fan can deny, can decide if they think that's fair or not. But there have been some whispers around the league that teams who are looking for goaltenders, that he might be a guy who could be out there.
Welcome back to Thursday Morning with Jeremy and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in this chair, and I've got a different Joe that I'm talking to.
Yes,
Joe DiBiase.
Joe D. Sneaky Joe.
And Owen, Joe, and I are talking about how you fix the situation in net. And one of the things I mentioned is you can have Lukanen paired in a trade to upgrade this position, give a comfortable setting to which then Levi can compete for the backup position in Buffalo next year.
Because he's been having a heck of a year in Rochester.
And then I mentioned the name Yusei Saros.
Okay.
Saros, unfortunately, has a hell of a contract that would probably be tough to get around. And you'd also have to be willing to part with Saros and hope that he's playing better. Because otherwise, you're absorbing an albatross.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
The contract goes until 2033.
There's not a lot of wiggle room there. You don't want to be locked in that long or have
not
to
even
do
locked
a buyout.
In that long. You don't want him to not be your starter locked in that long.
Mm-hmm.
You either then have to pivot to Levi and hope that it is because Levi is improving and you're ready to take the chance. And it has to be only that. There's no or. If you try to trade Soros with that contract and he's on a decline, good luck.
That's not going
to. You know what this screams to me? Jake Allen in free agency.
Yes.
You use Lukanen as a chip to go help acquire a top four defenseman, and you say, we have this young goaltender, and we have another one in our pipeline. It's time for us to make a decision. You need a young goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I thought Nashville would be perfect for this, because they had all these free agent moves. It blew up in their face, and maybe it's time for them to actually like reset and – they got rid of their young prospect in Askarov. He got traded to San Jose.
Right.
This would be a great way to do that. But that Saros contract is just, I don't know why it was signed the way that it was, but it's aggressive. And it's tough. But there's similar trades like that out there across the National Hockey League. Can there be a place that Lukanen can go and the Sabres get an older veteran presence, for example? That's what I would. That's the only reason I would get rid of Lukanen, is I need an upgrade, and Lukanen is part of the price to pay for it, so that both teams then can go look at each other and go, "Hey, Lukanen, he played well last year for us. Not this past year, but you know, one season ago. He's still only 26. We have our kid that we want.
Mm-hmm.
You have something here and you want to reset your organization structure. You want to get a little younger. We have a goaltender that can help you do that."
Yeah. Listen, I'm all for trading Lukanen.
Ultimately, it's going to turn into, that screams to me, if Lukanen is traded, it kind of sounds like Jake Allen in free agency might not be the bad idea there.
Right.
Frederik Andersen, though oft injured, is still a serviceable goaltender that you can get in free agency.
Right. And you got it's an offseason where you'll test Levi out and see if he's ready or not at this point. And
honestly, the Seattle Kraken might be looking to get fresher legs.
They could.
And a prospect in net. Not a prospect, but a young player in net.
And Lukanen has shown
flashes of greatness. But they have several goaltenders signed to contracts that I don't know why they did all that they did.
Oh, yeah.
Grubauer got a big contract from them. He has not been particularly good since signing with them. Joey DeCord took over the starting job. But outside of those two, they don't really have anything young and promising.
Mm-hmm.
or younger and promising.
Well, I think you could sell Lukanen on that fact. If you look at last season when he really got his legs underneath him. Yeah, this season's kind of a counterpoint to that, if you will. But yeah, last season, if you can really sell on him.
By the way, 803-0550 the number to get in on this Sabres lockout, Sabres cleanout day. Locker.
There's
cleanout.
No lockout. There's no lockout.
It's technically it's a mesh between locker and cleanout. It's a fusion of the words.
It's a fusion.
But no, not a lockout. Well, they're locked out of the playoffs again
for 14, almost
15 years. But there's a lot of opportunity that you can have here, and it sounds like something that Joe DiBiase posited on Thursday, which was, is Lukanen about to get the Jonas Korpisalo treatment from Ottawa? He signed an extension a year prior, then gets traded for an upgrade in Linus Ullmark. Korpisalo was part of the trade that on the return back to have a backup netminder for Jeremy Swayman. This sounds like the same thing to me.
It's very reminiscent of that, if not could be a very identical situation. And I truthfully, I'm here for it. I think you've seen Lukanen in action for the past few years. He was hot and cold. That's the story of his career. Last season, that burner was on for a long time, and he was phenomenal. But this season, he's not been able to replicate. It's like two seasons ago. I'm all for a trade. I'm all for taking some sort of value out of a trade and getting him out of here. And that sounds a little condescending, but it's not.
Now, this is not the upgrade-style trade that I was talking about. But there is a team that absolutely could use his services, and the Sabres can get an interesting piece coming back from. Philadelphia.
Get the Flyers in on the action.
The Flyers have probably the dumbest situation in net. Samuel Arison was their starting goaltender this year. Ivan Fedotov was in net. Alexei Kolosov played 17 games. They don't have an identity there. Like, Arison being your starter unquestionably is not good.
Is it on par to Lukanen being your starter unquestionably?
I think it's worse.
Yeah, worse?
It's worse. Because Ukko-Pekka Lukanen at least has one season of accomplishment to him. None of the three goaltenders that Philadelphia has, ever since Carter Hart got released for being a terrible person, Philadelphia has had no answer in net. And as a matter of fact, it sunk a playoff chance for them a year ago.
Yes, that's right.
Lukanen, being a piece to go to Philadelphia, you can actually get nasty with Daniel Briere and say, hey, we're giving you a young goaltender. He has himself an established season within the NHL. We need something good in return. That's where I think about, like, are you willing to part ways with a Travis Sanheim and really kickstart your youth movement all over again? Because then you can lead with Jamie Drysdale, Nick Seeler in your decor as the youth movement for Philadelphia. You allow Sanheim to be the value so that you finally have a little bit more stability in net, or at least you sell them on that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways that you can do this. And the Sabres would get a top four defenseman to come back to this team to pair with Owen Power.
Yeah, which would be great, because then if Bo Byram is going to stick around, right, for the long term, him paired with Rasmus Dahlin, he might be a Dahlin merchant, but he plays pretty well with him. So you could safely pair those two together, get a top four to pair with Owen Power.
The only downside is that Sanheim is also a left-handed shot.
A left-shot defenseman, but at that point,
just embrace it.
Yeah, embrace the chaos that is left shot.
Grab all the left shot D. But yeah, no, I think of Philadelphia as one of those teams that you can sell that to. Detroit, not necessarily having the most stable goaltending situation either.
Yeah, I really think there's a chance for a return here. And honestly,
not necessarily unstable, but like it's aging. Cam Talbot, Alex Lyon, who will be a free agent, by the way.
Alex Lyon.
Ville Husso was a trade that they made that did not work for them. So I think Steve Yzerman might be a little more hesitant and gun-shy because of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he tried to acquire a young goaltender in Ville Husso. It didn't work. But you can't go on for years and years with having no future answer.
Right. If Elliot Friedman Yes, it is speculative.
Sebastian Casa, he was a first-round pick in 2021. They might think he's ready too. So there's a lot of question marks on where you'd be able to get Luukkonen to be traded to.
Yes.
But, you know, you got to try to posit theories out there and talk them through. Philadelphia looks like a great idea in a different sense than you would think, because you could actually try to ask them about, hey, what do you want back? Chicago's a nice idea. Because what do the Chicago Blackhawks really have?
In nothing, nothing fantastic, right?
They had Peter Mrazek. Oh, they just traded for Spencer Knight. Never mind.
Oh yeah, they're fine.
There goes that idea.
They're fine.
They're young. They're not fine. They're young.
I think also, this is where.
But also, what could you get back from Chicago is also a problem.
Yeah, I think this is where though. If Freeman
Vancouver with Demko is a player and team that we mentioned on Thursday. Demko does have injury concerns in history. But there's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where, though, if Friedman's right, or if this is less speculative as the day goes on, and we do hear from Lindy Ruff, Kevin Adams, and that is the decision that Terry Pegula made, if Ruff has the keys and Terry Pegula trusts him, I think this is something you can definitely see, because it's clear Ruff, he'd rather have Reimer in that net.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want Luukkonen in that net. And it's not just, I don't like Luukkonen, blah, blah, blah. It's you're not getting a steady product from him, a steady, solid product from him. And your best chance to win was with James Reimer. But you can't do that long term. You need to get a veteran goaltender in the building that's actually stable, that actually could carry it for a little bit, and Levi can compete with him. Like, you need that. They don't have that. They have two young goaltenders. One's hot and cold, and one is actually kicking up a lot of heat in Rochester, but you can't just throw him into the starting position.
You cannot expect that to be the answer heading into next season, because that's almost negligent and malpractice.
Yes. They already tried for that to be the answer. They threw him in right away, and I get it. He was a phenomenal college goaltender who looked like he could have possibly.
Also, his first seven games, he played really well.
He did. I was at his first game, and it was great. He did the meditation thing. Like, it was this whole new wave of the goalie excitement. But you need a solid guy in front that's not James Reimer at his age. You need a younger, veteran goaltender to really take the reins.
So me saying sign Jake Allen in free agency is not going to vibe with you then?
It's not based on what I'm saying now, but I don't think I'd be mad if they did. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's more or less you cannot bank on.
I'm not going into another season with Luukkonen at the helm. That's not happening. Whether that be a trade.
It might be more realistic than not to think that Luukkonen is the one at the helm next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do need to call Levi up from Rochester to start next year, then they can. What they did wrong this past year was they went with Luukkonen and Levi to Europe and waived Reimer, and Anaheim said, we'll borrow him.
Yeah. And then he lost
him. That was the problem.
Mm-hmm. That was malpractice.
Because Levi, unfortunately, was not even close to ready for that season.
No. And that's nothing against Levi.
That also doesn't help when you don't have a real preseason.
Exactly.
Like, the team did not have a chance to really have them compete for the job.
No, they played so early in Prague. It was everything was shortened up. And yeah, you played great against the teams in Prague, the Red Bull, whatever, right?
Yes.
That's not an NHL franchise.
They did not get a chance to go to NHL speed.
No.
The Devils did get to.
Exactly.
By example. They were able to play back in the States, play a couple more preseason games before they had to fly out.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres had to go to Europe, you're right, so early that it hurt them.
Yeah, they weren't up to NHL speed. And going from Red Bull to the Devils within a matter of days, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You were playing a peewee team, essentially, versus an NHL franchise. And that's nothing against the Red Bull team. It's just the skill, the NHL skill wasn't there.
Yeah.
And for them, it was that. But we're going to take a quick timeout. You know what segment's coming up next. The Booty Cheek of the Week. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.